Welcome in. It is another edition of Inside City Limits. We have the full crew here today, myself, Mike, and Trevor. We are going to hit some updates from the training ground, maybe some transfer rumors now that the window has opened up for the MLS, and of course, recap the Saturday night matchup against Real Salt Lake. It was a disappointing match last week, to say the least. I don't think we did the best job of it, but last week we were trying to stay positive. So I think that we continue that notion into the Salt Lake preview, and honestly for the season as a whole. I think we got to take the wins when we can at this point.
PVO, positive vibes only.
Yeah, positive vibes. It's tough to stay positive, but just try to, you know.
Somebody's got to do it.
So someone's got to do it. It's not going to be me. Hopefully you two can do it.
Well, we know it's not
positive.
Me.
Can I jump into the training injury updates with a positive?
Of course.
It doesn't look positive. I'm looking at
Durkin. I'm going to start with Durkin. We think he's back.
That'd be nice. That midfield is hurting.
You see what Critchley said at training, though? He said he's not opposed to playing him at center back.
I thought he's played pretty well at center back when we've seen him there.
Yeah, he played there a game or two last year, didn't he? It might have been two games.
Yeah, I think he played.
He's done it before.
Earlier this year.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw JGR at center back and he looked fine. So just have JGR and Durkin, both center backs.
I think JGR, like, especially if the injuries continue the way that they do, I think next year he's one of your starting center backs if he keeps it up. I think he can win that spot long term.
Yeah, for sure. Especially with, he's going to have a lot of.
I talked about how JGR
he's gonna have a lot of chances to win it with Kessler and Timo out.
I was just saying they're out, not gonna play again, which sucks because I feel like we hardly have seen Kessler and Bumgarle together, and we know Kessler's great. Bumgarle looks good when he's got a good pairing there. So I'd like to see them consistently start together, but it's either one or the other's out, and now both of them are out, and I just don't think we'll see it.
Yeah, I think Durkin is good because he's one of those players that you can play him in either spot, and you're pretty comfortable. And that's what Critchley said. I think his quote was, it's depending on the team's needs. I don't know if he's ready to get, you know, 70, 80 minutes, but we might see him off the bench in relief for – maybe a Bumgarle, or not a Bumgarle because he's out, but whoever's playing center back, or maybe a Watts in the midfield, because we're also out Morales after Houston. He will be out a few weeks, was the quote that I saw. I don't know if he broke it, but he hurt his clavicle.
And still no Leuven.
Leuven was out. He was not at training, I believe. I don't want to say it, and I think this might be just me complaining, but he's not anywhere close to these two, but Leuven, a little tiny bit, is kind of moving into that Nilsson Alm category for me in the last year or so. He's not on the field a lot.
Yeah, it was just bad timing. As soon as he came back from his absence.
His
personal leave, and then he got hurt right away. It has felt like we haven't seen him much this year, which is true.
Didn't really see him much last year either.
And obviously it's tough to say that because of the reason he's on the personal leave. But yeah, like Trevor said, it's just bad timing because, you know, you're finally like, man, he's back. This midfield needs him so much. And then he gets hurt immediately. So that kind of kills all the momentum that he had. But so we will probably see Durkin at some point in the midfield.
Get ready for Wallum Watts in the midfield.
I'm fine with Wallum. I just think the Leuven one, you just feel his presence more when he's on the field. Nothing against like Nilsson and Alm, but it's like why I get so frustrated even with Leuven is because like when he's there, you have a lot better chance of a good result. It seems like when he's in the midfield controlling everything, the game flows better for City, and that's why like when he's out, you really feel it. When Alm's out, you just have someone else play that position, and then Nilsson, I don't even know if he's played a soccer game ever in his life. You never see him out there.
I think that Watts brings a lot of energy to that midfield spot, but The question that I was kind of pondering, and it might be a stupid question. I feel like you guys are pretty anti-Akeel Watts, but would you rather have Watts in that center mid spot or the holding midfield and have Hartel go up into the front three? Or would you rather have him drop back into that holding midfield area if that means that there's no Akeel Watts on the field?
If I'd rather have Watts play the holding position so Hartel can go up. It'd be nice if Watts was replaced with like Durkin, or if you remember Blum had such a good time, that was his position. Was it 2 years ago? Blum was playing that holding midfield so Leuven could go up the field. So it'd be nice to have Durkin back and play that holding so Watts can not be on the field. But if it was like one or the other, if your question is like, would you rather have Watts off the field or would you rather have him on the field? If that means Hartel goes up, I'd probably rather have him on the field so Hartel can produce offense.
I'd rather him get a little creative. You know, I mean, JGR could play that position. You know, it's not like a Watts or Hartel situation is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's not.
Kind of get around it and especially and develop like young players. I mean, even let me look at this list. I almost said Ostrock, but I don't think he would do too well.
He was training with the team on Tuesday, I think it was. So, I mean, he's coming back. He was a little banged up, but like you said, Ostrock's
one of those guys you want to see get up and get going.
He's
up. You don't want him in that holding midfield spot.
But if it's Ostrock or Akeel Watts, I might put him back there.
I'd rather put Ostrock up and then at that point drop Hartel back a little bit. I know that would be really – I know that would be kind of wasting Hartel's strengths, but I – could see him moving the ball a little bit better than Ostrock. I'd rather have Ostrock up front. But when we've seen Ostrock in that just regular center mid role this year, he's really brought the ball up pretty quick and it's not afraid to just dribble at guys. So,
yeah, but at that point, you're telling Wallum to play that holding spot. And that, I mean, that's not playing into his strengths either.
I think that JGR is probably pretty locked into that center back spot, especially because I think he said recently he's more comfortable there. That's where he's played the most games. I know he's flexible, but. I would see Hebert. See Hebert. But that's about it.
So you want a Hebert, Hebert Wenzel?
Wenzel wasn't terrible last game. I think that maybe a JGR start in the center back role. Maybe you move him up to the central mid if you want to bring on like Durkin for 15 minutes or vice versa, you know, maybe have them swap. I would rather see Wenzel than Yarrow, to be honest. I don't know if that's me being a hater.
It is, but I also agree with you.
You can be a hater and be right. You know, those things aren't like always the opposite.
I got called a hater on Twitter because I was mad about how expensive the Gold Cup tickets were.
You don't want to pay $100 to the USA C team?
It wasn't $100. It was like $250 until an hour before the game. I was like, what the fuck? It was all resale. But I didn't think that it would be that full. I didn't know it would be more than half Guatemalan fans. But I was like, there's no way. I was like, there's no way it's going to be full with ticket prices being $250. But then I was like, that's just people jacking up the price and hoping someone would pay it.
Yeah, but
they get me.
They were still pretty expensive. I don't know how that's being a hater. It just sucks that they're that expensive.
I think it was because I said there's no way the stadium is full. And they were like, don't be a hater. Well. Oh, well, whatever. The full list of training absences was, as we know, Leuven, Kessler, Baumgartel, of course, Nilsson, and Alman Morales. Everyone else was present on the field, including Tyson Pierce and Seth Ant. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Antoine. There's some names that I want you guys to try and pronounce in the transfer rumors that we'll get to. So I'll take this one. You guys can take the other ones. But they were at training, and I believe again I'm not watching a lot of City 2, so I could be blatantly wrong, but I'm pretty sure that Pierce could play in that midfield if we need him to.
I believe Seth is also a midfielder.
Yeah, we're gonna call him Seth. Call him until Seth. Until we get a pronunciation. I guess that's about it from the training ground. The other news was
before we jump off City 2, six straight wins for City 2.
Yeah, they got two people going to the Futures game, or like the MLS Next All-Star game. That's pretty cool.
Better than the first team. Our draft pick Emil scored last time they played.
Dude, he's huge. When I was down and at the front row for that one game, he was warming up. I think it was like when they were desperate for bodies and they just needed somebody on the bench. I was like, who the fuck is that? I'd never seen him before, and I had to look at the club website. I mean, he's massive. That would be eventually, if he could be a first-team guy, I feel like it'd be nice to pair him with Klaus, get some physicality up front.
So I was just reading through their like box score, C2's box score of their last game. 20 shots, 7 shots on goal. Man. I need to start watching City 2 if I want to see some soccer played, you know what I mean?
They got Hack on the touchline.
First place in the West? Call everybody up at this point.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how more of these guys aren't on the first team roster getting minutes.
Well, and that's what I think. I'm kind of surprised that Critchley hasn't called more people up, because I'm pretty sure when he came on, he was honest and was like, you know, if they force my hand a little bit, or if they look good, I'm going to give them a chance, because he knows a lot of these guys. He was just in City 2's system. He was the head coach. So, I mean, I think we could see it. I don't know how soon.
Seems like we're going to see it this weekend. You know, he's called two of his guys up.
Nice. I think we'll see
Perez come back soon.
I think that it's more, you know, he's kind of forced to do that. I don't know if he's dying to play some teenagers, but at this point, I think this is all we got.
Seth's 25. He's not a teenager.
Holy
Seth's
shit.
Seth's ready to go.
How old is Pierce?
Didn't he just get on like the under 18 team?
That's why I said teenager. I was just kind of assuming with Seth, so I apologize, Seth.
Pierce is 17.
There we go. All right, 1-for-2 ain't bad. City did also loan out Selmir Pedro. That it was their first official signing as a club. He is going back to, I think, the club he was just at, and it goes until the end of December 2025, which is the end of his contract. So another great signing that definitely panned out for Lutz and company.
Sure are racking those up, aren't they, Trevor?
Yeah, did he even play any with us, like any minutes?
He did.
Let
me look.
Can't remember.
You got a hand. Couple minutes.
It might have been that first. Was it that first season then?
Yeah, definitely. If he did, it was that first minutes. First minutes, first season. 41 total minutes. Is that what I'm seeing in 2023?
So about the same as Nielsen.
Probably wouldn't be that far off. But yeah, that he's out. Yeah, 1 minute. He played in 2 games in 2023.
2 games. 2 fouls. That's his only stats in MLS is 2 fouls.
So he's out. I would hope that's just the start of our business in the transfer window. I know that you guys aren't really on social media a lot, but we've had a couple of rumors floated out there. They're pretty consistently targeting like young defenders. They had a center back from a team in Norway. They had a center back in the Serbian Pro League and a left back from Poland, all that could occupy U22 slots on the roster, which would be nice.
Anybody but another designated player.
You guys want to read some of these names that I wrote? They're pretty rough. I don't really know if I want to.
No, I think you got it. Yeah, you got it.
I'll give her the old Spanish try. Or
give her a go. Give her a go, try. Mike.
Spanish. that one's obviously Michael Gergel.
Yep. 19-year-old left back. Left-footed left back.
Teodoro Sebastian Arce?
I think Arce. He's Paraguayan.
I'm going to give the Serbian one. My best shot.
Trevor can get the last two, maybe. How about that?
I'm not saying the Serbian one, dude.
I'm gonna say it's Vojin Serafimovic. That sounds right.
Honestly, Serafimovic. I might have nailed that.
Vich, you're right. Sorry, it's Vich, not Vic. You're right.
And then the $4 million fee for.
Oh no! You don't get to jump in now.
Yeah, you don't get the layup.
That's the easy one.
I feel like the easy one was
Fellow Fall.
Center back from Fredrikstad in Norway, which is in the main division. Rumored fee of $4 million. I saw the like club reporter for the team in Norway on Twitter was like bragging that somebody would pay $3 to $4 million for him because I guess they only paid like $500K for him initially. So they're going to make a nice little profit.
I don't like the bragging about. You know, it makes it seem like we're overpaying.
I don't know if it was necessarily bragging, but he definitely made a note after noting how much that his fee is that they only paid 500 for him.
10 appearances, one goal. His market value on transfer market is 2.8 million. So it seems like a slight overpay.
Honestly, at this point, if you could guarantee that he would be consistently healthy, I'd overpay if I know he'll actually see the field and stay on it. It's true. All right, he got me, guys. He got me. He's got a point. If he was good and wouldn't get hurt.
If he plays like he's worth $4 million, or like if he even gets close to like a player, a center back of the caliber of $4 million, he'd be nice. But it does seem like a little bit of an overpay. Guess I'll have to watch the film on him.
I was gonna say we also know nothing about him. So who knows if it is, but I think that would be close to our record signing. I can't remember. I think Klaus was like 3 or something. Klaus or Leuven, around 3 mil.
So transfer market had him at 200K when that Norway club bought him for 500. So
maybe that's the conversion from whatever their currency is to dollars. Maybe that's where the math is off. I've never been a good at math, so
I'll... Their Austin Powers currency, Kronar.
I don't speak freaky deaky Dutch. Oh man, the Paraguayan winger too would be nice. I mean, he had 18 goals, 7 assists. He's got 10 goals in his last 36 matches. That's what we need. He's only 25.
Yeah, I noticed that. The only one that's kind of the age that you would expect him to contribute right away is an attacker. Did you guys notice that as well? The other three, the young ones, were all defenders, yep. two center backs and a left back.
And Lutz made a point in that press conference after they fired Olaf that they were going to look at young players. So I think at least with the defenders, they're kind of giving you a player profile or a look at what they're looking for. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm happy with that, but I mean, I also want
like our attack in City 2 is taken care of. You know, like it seems like we have guys coming up that are going to be very attacking forward, like Joyner, like Emil, you know?
So yeah, hopefully. Hopefully.
If they're getting defense to shore up that part of the youth program, I'm for it.
But I remember, Mike, when I first sent that in our group chat, I like it because I'm hoping they're building for the future and, you know, these people could make, you know, some impact. But it's also like, well, is the 19-year-old going to come in and immediately be ready to start? Like, what if there's a little bit of a grace period, kind of like there was with JGR, and then you bring in all these signings, you make all these moves, and then, you know, they don't see the field for a year or so.
Yeah, it's hard to balance, and that's where you want, like... Yeah, I hate to keep talking him up, but it's where you want like Doug Armstrong to come out and say, "Hey, we're rebuilding. Like we got to retool this year." So, you know, we don't really expect to make the playoffs, because if Lutz had come out and said that, you know, you can get behind those transfers 100%. But when you said sent these transfers into our group message and I saw him, it's like, yeah, cool. I kind of want to win, though, you know. And
yeah,
like you guys in your press conference said that playoffs are still on the table. You're not really doing anything to show me that you actually think the playoffs are still on the table, so why say it?
I saw some people on Twitter. Toronto kind of parted ways with Insigne and Bernardeschi, and they kind of asked, hey, would you guys want them to look into that? And I was like, oh, I don't know. They were, I think I saw a tweet that said, like, they were both top five or six in wages, so I don't really know if, one, if they'd want to stick around in MLS, and two, if they would take what would likely be a decent pay cut to play in the Mound City. I don't know if that's high on their priority list.
If we're going for another DP, I don't want an MLS castaway. I want a European one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Just stop giving us Bundesliga too and making him DPs though.
What if it was Mueller?
You got me.
I'd take that. I'd take that.
That's when I was talking to a friend of mine, I said the same thing. He goes, even if it was Mueller, I was like, all right.
It's kind of like how I felt about Royce. And like, he hasn't even been that great, but just somebody you know, and you're like, we got fucking Thomas Mueller on the team. Like, I'd be hyped up for that. I wouldn't be excited for how much we'd have to pay him to come here.
Yeah. But that's what the DP slot's for.
Yeah, it's true. I'm not going to act like I understand the MLS roster rules, but it'd be nice to get another high-profile player. I guess, boys, we can go ahead and get into our match our match preview. We are playing Salt Lake.
You said recap in the intro. I didn't want to say anything.
That's a great friend you are. He didn't stop me and have me redo it, but that's fine. It's fine.
I just Googled it, by the way, and the headline says Thomas Mueller's move to LAFC is taking shape.
Oh, my God.
Thomas Mueller opened to playing with Leo Messi at Inter. Oh, wow. That needed a whole headline.
Who would have guessed Inter was in there?
Yeah.
Mueller could retire if perfect solution not found. Yeah, he ain't
coming to St. Louis. That sounds like he's going to be in LAFC, Miami, or going home to his wife and kids.
No passion.
He must not know about the free zoo we offer here in St. Louis.
Dude hates arches, I bet.
Dude's never heard of the Science Center.
Only right angles for him, Trevor.
Germans.
Yikes.
That's what I'm saying.
Salt Lake is 2-1-1 in the all-time series. They're not really doing so hot. I mean, they've won one game out of their last five. I guess we could say the same, but I mean, they're at 19 points. You know the last time we beat them? No, I don't actually.
I have pulled up.
Probably our inaugural season, like in the first five games or something. Weren't they one of the teams we beat?
Nice,
wasn't it like the second game
March
we played?
March 25th, 2023. 4-0 win.
Yeah.
Literally the second game we played after Charlotte?
No, it was the game after Charlotte, so the third game of the year.
Oh, I'm thinking
won at Austin. Home game. It might have been the fourth game that year.
Giacchini and Klaus Alm were the goal scorers.
Dude, I Alm missed
scored. You. How crazy is that?
Yeah. Probably the last time you played, too.
Feels like the last time we scored more than two goals.
We scored three this season. Twice.
Against LA, though.
Yeah. I just got a point.
Yeah. They're only 4 points ahead of us in the season. Or in the standings. Yeah. So, gotta.
I mean, they're not doing too hot. We got a shot. I thought this about Houston though.
We're below them. By
I know that's what I'm saying. They had just come off a loss to I think Montreal and Kansas City, and I was like, we could steal all three at home, and then we just looked like dog shit. But I'm back on it. I think that they can win this game. I really do. Because there's not going to be any Diego Luna, because he's going to be at the Gold Cup final. So
missing their top goal scorer.
Thank God, because he's on fire right now.
Yeah,
dude. I didn't know that he was in the USL like 3 years ago. That's crazy to me.
Luna was.
Yeah. And now he's taking a team to a Gold Cup final.
I can't believe he's not on like They said he's left off the Olympic roster, but I feel like he deserves a spot on the World Cup roster. Probably not starting or anything, but I think he definitely deserves a roster spot.
But I think after this, he'll probably get one because, I mean, he's been great. He's got, I think he had 8 league goals, 2 in MLS, so he's had a decent season.
Yeah, 8 goals for us this year.
They have Johnny Russell, too. That's a new addition they just got back.
That's Cole's hey, that's Cole's guy, man.
Dude, it's not my guy. I'm sorry. I want to present relative notes to the pre.
No, you went to a. You got his autograph.
He called St. Louis a shithole.
That's why he missed that episode a couple weeks ago, remember?
I didn't get his autograph. I was in the same.
You stood in line for nothing?
After the Kansas City game.
Did you got a picture, I guess, Trevor.
I didn't get a picture, but I did get in an elevator with him and Graham Susi and somebody else, some other player I couldn't recognize after the KC game.
Cool a lot stuff. Of KC games?
No, I've only, well, that's not true. I was going to say I've only been when they've played City, but I've been to a couple of ones.
I went to a KC Orlando City game.
Yeah, Trevor used to root for a different team. What? Why? Why?
Yeah, before we had City, and then there was like a 2-year grace period.
Yeah, but it wasn't KC.
Yeah, it was Orlando.
They were the closest team. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, did you jump to the Chiefs too?
Yeah, Cubs fan.
No, I hate them.
Oh, so that doesn't matter then.
You know I hate them.
Big Patrick Mahomes guy, huh?
No, actually, I'm not. Big but Jackson Johnny Mason. Russell,
he's yeah, Indianapolis is closer.
They didn't have a pro team.
Is Tennessee closer?
They have a USL team. Indy 11.
Oh, come on. Come on. Oh. Not watching the USL.
Great franchise.
We went to a couple of SCLFC games.
Yeah, Colts single-handedly shut them down.
St. Louis. What?
Dang.
Where is this coming from?
I wasn't going to snitch, but...
I'm snitching right now.
Yeah, we want to talk about... apology. You know, Cole's part of why the team folded, Trevor.
He is. That was the breaking point.
Do you want to issue apology?
I don't. I want to vehemently deny all of the false allegations and all of the noise out there. I loved going to STLFC games. I did not fold the franchise. I want that
when
on the
record. I built my rack for all my scarves. I put an STLFC scarf in the fold. Had this.
I still have their. I bought their last year. They were a team. The home jersey I bought.
A Mission Taco jersey.
No. That was their practice jersey. I do have a practice jersey too.
I should have got one of their home jerseys. I just have that Mission Taco practice jersey.
I have it sitting around here somewhere.
I think I have an STLFC scarf as well.
Maybe I'll wear it to the first. Watch
yeah.
I went to that game at Lindenwood when they beat the Fire. That was a good one.
Cup.
Right before I decided to tank the franchise and fold the league.
Crazy. STLFC has the same amount of wins over Chicago Fire's City.
I don't know how we got here from Johnny Russell and the Salt Lake preview, but we did. Some STLFC talk. Always welcome.
It's called a tangent.
Well, do we want to get back to the actual match? Because
actually,
I
don't know if I want to keep talking about this City.
I think
it's kind of tough.
I kind of wish STLFC stuck around with how the new USL stuff was playing out. I'd still go to some STLFC games.
Oh yeah, at the park, Fenton, great venue. Park.
What was it? Worldwide Technology, right?
They ended up sponsoring them eventually. Yeah. I can't remember. I don't know if it's still called that, but I think so.
I only knew it as the Fenton Soccer Park. That was just the only name I had for it in my head.
It's like where the Gallagher stuff is.
How about those all caps,
anyway?
They suck. No, they're trying their best. I know they are. You know what? Actually, I actually don't know if they're trying.
Yeah, some of them are.
Berkey is.
Yeah, Berkey. Please stay.
We would be so bad without Berkey. We'd be so bad.
I've heard some top-level MLS men say that Ben Lunt is one of the best backup goalkeepers in the MLS.
Who said that?
Top-level MLS? Troman said it the first game Berkey came back.
Troman said Ben Lunt would start
for several teams.
I mean, I've seen other teams' goalies. Like, he would definitely start for San Jose. He'd start for LAFC.
No, he would not.
Galaxy.
LAFC. Like, because
they have a World Cup winner in that.
World Cup winner, 19 years ago.
Like, yeah. I could have won the World Cup if I was France's goalkeeper that year.
The club legend at Tottenham Hotspur, the champions of Europe.
Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot.
We know what we are. We know what we are. Mike, remember when you won
European gold, yeah.
Trevor. Yeah, and then I won a better one.
Trevor.
Me personally, I won the better one.
It's about Everton. I'm not answering.
My club's been champions of Europe.
Hey, Trevor, how about yours? Mike conveniently went out. Oh, right. No, there he was. No.
We want to get into the lineup talk.
I have a European Cup win, but yeah.
Yeah, so the lineup, so we'll have Berkey Audi Cup between the pipes.
No, 1984.
I can't make any jokes about trophies. Team I support. So
I don't know if that's I don't know if that's true.
Look it up.
Because I wasn't born yet.
I don't know if that's true.
Yes, so the lineup.
I think we're going to see something pretty similar. We'll obviously have Berkey in net. We know they're going to run four at the back. They did shake up the back line last time. Do we think that we'll see Reed out on the left? I think
we'll see Reed on the left.
Solid bet. Reed on the left, and then. What'd you say?
Did we say the goalie?
Yeah, Berkey.
Yeah, Berkey, duh.
We said that, though?
Duh, okay. Mike. Yeah, we said
that. Yeah, I know it's an obvious thing. I just didn't hear you guys say it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah,
Berkey cool between the pipes.
I'd say I just do
Reed on the left.
Sometimes.
Yeah, all I right, actually yeah. muted him. So.
All right, you guys are hilarious. Reed on the left.
Thank you.
Center back. Honestly, I don't know who they're going to have to put out there.
I want to see them run the same duo back, to tell you the truth.
I just don't think they will. I don't know.
I want to see JGR and Winslow again.
It's going to be Yarrow.
I definitely want to see JGR. The other one, as long as it's not Yarrow, if it's Hebert, I'm cool with it. If it's Winslow, I'm cool with it. I just don't I want it to be Yarrow. If it's Durkin, I'm cool with it.
I think it's going to be JGR Yarrow. I don't know why. It's just a gut feeling.
Why do you want to ruin this podcast?
I'm not ruining it. I'm just saying it's a gut feeling.
He's willing call it him up. Into existence. Who? Call who up?
Totland on the right.
The city.
Totland on the right for sure.
Or Zielinski.
And ask him who's
I've liked what I've seen from Zielinski.
I think it could be a Totland Zielinski for sure. But
I think it should be a Zielinski start, but I think we'll see Totland.
Over Totland? You'd rather be Zielinski? I don't know about that. What's
Cole,
all this?
Have you given up on the season?
Yeah.
So put in young guys.
Can we just, we'll have a long discussion about the midfield because I think the top four are going to stay the same.
Play the young guys, right, Cole? Like, that's what you should do in a lost season.
I agree. Is it lost yet? Can we do some math real quick?
I asked Cole if he's given up, and he said yeah.
I've given up lost.
Yeah.
All right. So Mike, it looks like we'll just do the podcast from here on.
What do you do in the lost season? You develop talent.
Mike, do you think it's maybe play the young guys?
It's not. Well, you know, it's not the NBA. You know, we're not tanking for Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that number one MLS super draft top overall pick.
Yeah, so they can go to City 2 and win the league while the first team stinks.
Or let him go to DC.
Yeah, that is true.
So Wallum. Wallum in the midfield.
Wallum and...
Are you sure?
I think he'll have to be. We're kind of just out of bodies. We're just like out of bodies because Morales is out. So it'll be Wallum Watts probably.
Unless they move JGR up and they do play like Hebert or Yarrow in
or Durkin, but I don't think Durkin they're gonna start. I don't think Durkin will start right away.
He'll come off the bench probably.
I mean, we go back to talking about Ostrog. He just doesn't seem to like playing Wallum too much,
which is a shame because I think you should be.
I mean, Wallum's one of our better players.
Especially with all the injuries we have.
I think it'll be Wallum Watts, just because I think you're right, Mike, but I, like Trevor said, I don't think we'll have much of a choice.
That's what I'm saying. That's when you get back to, like, dropping Hartel back and having Ostrock up.
I wouldn't hate that. I would rather have Wallum Hartel upfield. Yeah. I don't know. That's the real big question mark, because like Trevor said, the front four is going to be maybe Toy Shirt gets back in there for Betcher.
I bet Toy Shirt starts over Betcher.
It's gonna bet. I don't know if this has anything to do with the lineup, but Betcher was a player who spoke at the presser this week. I feel like that usually means that they're gonna be involved.
Yeah, like when Zielinski. Don't get started on this again.
Okay, that was one time. I don't know why you got so mad about that.
Because you kept bringing it up, even though it was disproven.
I brought it up like twice.
A flat earther, dude.
Not a flat earther. Okay, so Toy Shirt, Wallum, or not Wallum, Hartel, Celio, Klaus, front four. We agree on that?
Yeah. Kind of, because we're talking about Hartel dropping back for Ostrock.
I was going to say, yeah, that's going to be the key. That those two center midfield spots, I feel like that affects the front four. If Hartel moves back, it also could affect the center backs if you have JGR there or at the center mid slot. So that's going to be the key to the rest of this lineup. I'm kind of intrigued to see how they go.
Horn officially left, right?
His last match was the end of the month. I thought they'd maybe put him in because of that, and they didn't.
Because it was him sitting on the bench watching us lose to Houston.
I think he's okay. Yeah, I think he's okay with that decision. So, I mean, but that's another center back spot that's gone. Like, you can't put him out there.
What about,
need open tryouts at this point.
Butcher this name. Or is it Orozco?
City 2?
Yeah.
I've heard the name, but I'm not
watching. I'm pretty sure he's been on the bench a couple times this year for the first team. Another new guy, new blood we could see. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Throw him out there. See what happens.
Just zero knowledge of if that's true or not. Just throw that out there.
I'm like torn. I do think that the season is probably lost, but I don't know. Anytime I get to match day and, you know, it's before the game, I think, well, you know, if they play well, they could win. Like, anytime it gets to the actual game, I get a little positivity. So I don't want to say, fuck it, play all the teenagers, but I don't think it would hurt anything because the season's already
likely. You're basically out of time. I don't think the season's at a loss, but you have to start winning now. I said this like 3 weeks ago, to be honest. And it might already be too late, but if you remember last year, they kind of got on a run and got closer to the playoffs, but obviously didn't make it just on those last 10 games. You have a lot more games remaining, but you have to get on that run now. You can't just keep waiting until the summer transfer window is over, stuff like that. So they got to get on a run. It starts with this game. It started 3 weeks ago, really. I think the season will be lost if you don't come out with 9 points in your next three games.
Ooh, that's a tough task, the way that this team's looked, but... Do we have any other thoughts, gentlemen? We want to get into the guessing game, or what do we think?
What's the day, Trevor? January 7th? January 12th?
What about it?
The Blues last time, when they were in last place.
Oh, when they were in last, yeah, I think it was around the 10th of January, something like that.
That's what day it is for the city?
Yeah.
You're not saying play Glory, are you?
I need something. I need some type of song.
If that's what it takes, I will fire it back up.
I'll look through my Spotify, see what we got.
We're keeping with the positivity. We do have all three of us predicting a City win. Does anybody want to take the honors of the guessing game? We're all tied in the standing, so it's not like first place gets it.
I could take the honors.
There you go, pal.
2-1 City victory. I think we get two, and they don't have Luna, so I don't think they score a whole bunch. It does depend on what our defense looks like. But City victory 2-1. I got Celio as man of the match because he will also score one of the two goals.
Ooh, okay.
Not both.
Not both.
That'd be cool, but no, I don't think so.
And when Celio scores, Celio's man of the match. That's your.
Yep, that's how it goes.
Okay. Huh? I got 2-0 City. Shout out for Berkey. I actually got Toy Shirt scoring and assisting.
You don't get him as my man of the match.
No, I know. I'm just saying that's why he's my man of the match.
Okay.
He's not going to get a brace, but he's going to score and assist. As long as the other one's not to Klaus, you know, he'll get man of the match. If Klaus scores, Klaus gets man of the match.
And it's funny you say that because I have a 1-0 City victory, another shutout for Berkey. And I do have Klaus as goal scorer and man of the match. Just because of that, you're right. If he scores and they win or draw, he's probably going to get man of the match. But I also just don't really believe that anyone else is going to score at this point.
Hater.
What'd you say earlier? I could be a hater, though, and be correct.
I mean, Betcher scored 2 games ago.
Yeah, that's like a... I had a bit. I lost it. That's like an eclipse. That's what I was looking for. It's like an eclipse. You don't see that very often. Who knows the next time we'll see
solar
that.
Solar or lunar?
Pick your poison, whichever one you want. Whichever one happens the least frequently.
I think lunar is my guess.
There you go. You got it. Lunar it is. So we all have a City victory. We all have different scores and goal scorers, so hopefully at least somebody comes away with a point. Hopefully City comes away with at least 1 point, more importantly. But we will be back. We are going on a golf trip this weekend. Hopefully we can watch the game somewhere. We will be back for a recap of the weekend match sometime next week. Until then, just give us a follow at ICL Pod at C Sutton City. And until then, let's go all caps.